Okay, guys, what? I have gist for you.
What gist?
Let me break it down. Let me break it down.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. We are back with another episode.
Oh, I have gist for you.
Okay.
Welcome back.
As you can see, I'm swinging on the chair already.
We are going to behave or we're going to sit still because we are adults. Like look at that.
No, right?
Me and Izzy have been swinging every time we sit in the chairs, so we're trying to do better for you guys. It's
just so comfy.
Honestly.
In our studio.
Well, this is our last episode of season two, which is very exciting.
Like, we actually bagged another season. Like, shouts out to us. I hope you guys have enjoyed. And if you haven't, go back and rewatch the
stuff. Honestly, they're all still there for you guys to enjoy, listen, watch. Our 1 year anniversary was a few days ago, which is very exciting. Can't believe 1 year, two seasons down.
That's so crazy to me because it took us a year to get this off the ground.
Be a year in and having had a lot of fun. The pod has been
10 out
a
10.
Great experience.
It has. It's brought us closer together. 100%.
No, honestly, I will say mine and Eze's friendship has flourished so much through doing this. It makes us more active friends.
Yeah.
Like, our friendship has to be separate from the podcast, which makes our friendship.
Right, and we divide it very well.
Yeah, we do a great job, actually.
Shout out to us. So, guys.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, it's New Year.
Yeah, it will be New Year. So, happy 2024.
Right, 2024 is your year, guys.
Amen. It's everybody's year in Jesus' name.
Amen. Whatever it is you want to accomplish,
you accomplish it in Jesus' name and more. Okay. Not me. Shia has turned, my sister says I'm turning into a prayer warrior. And
Auntie Shawa.
I need you all to behave. That's that. So, yeah. So, to round up 2023, because we're still here. We're still in 2023 as we record. We wanted to do some of our highlights from the year.
Okay.
Shall I go first?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
My 2023 has been great, honestly. There's been some lows, but all in all, it's been a really great year for me. Some of the highlights, I was a bridesmaid for the first time.
Okay, she was
my
beautiful.
Actual, one of my first close friends got married.
Which I love.
So it was very lovely to be part of the process and to be part of the wedding. My job, like I've told you guys, I've been a contractor since I kind of jumped into working.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've really made a home somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's been really nice. I will be leaving them soon because, you know, contractor. it's been really nice and I've really stepped out of my comfort zone in my career. I've done things that I would have shied away from or ran away from. Very proud of that. And then me and my sister went to see Joe this weekend and we grew up listening to Joe. Like, Joe is our big deal.
The hero.
So, like, honestly, my childhood was completed this weekend. Went to Turkey on a family holiday. I've been telling you guys about it as it goes, but 2023 has been a great year and I'm just very, very grateful. And a big shout out to my friends and family. They have been amazing this year and I feel like we've really got to all have fun. This has been the first year, long time, that I really have
had fun.
So, yeah. That's my big things for 2023.
Right. And that moves me on to my big things for 2023. And you know what? This year was a year of having so much fun for me. I've had a surplus of fun. I'm at the end of the year, I'm even tired. I've had so much fun. At the beginning of the year, I went to Thailand and New York. Thailand is such a surreal, like, thing. So I never even, you know when you say, like, it's on your bucket list, but I actually went and it was amazing. And then New York was a 10 out of 10 at time. I needed a holiday from New York because we had way too much fun in New York. God, what else have I done this year? You know me, I hate organising things. I don't organise my own birthday dinners. I just can't. I don't know what it is. It gives me anxiety. But I organised my work's Secret Santa.
I'm very proud of it. I
was just like, behind the scenes, it's nothing to be like, that's nothing to be able to. To me, I was like, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to put the emails on properly. What if someone doesn't give it? Listen, I live to tell the tale. Everyone got their Secret Santa.
Oh, I love that.
Sorted out. So, yeah. This year has been a year of surplus fun. And I hope it continues.
Amen.
But next year finna be the year of buying this house. Because I've been talking about it and saving for it for literal years. So, shout out to 2024. It's about to be a big one for me.
Very exciting.
Right?
Very exciting.
Well, moves us on to our episode of the day.
Today, last... episode of season one, we did a dilemmas episode. So today we're doing dilemmas with a twist. We have been spending some time with the people of Reddit. Okay. And we are doing our version of Am I the Arsehole? Yes. So we picked some of our faves. To be fair, we did a quick scan through some.
There are so many scenarios on Reddit.
So we are going to run through, discuss them out, decide if they are the arsehole probably, but we'll see.
Okay.
Do you want to be the first one?
Okay. All right. So this is entitled, Am I the Arsehole for Freaking Out at My Husband's Thoughtful Gift? Okay. Yesterday was my birthday. My husband was getting on my case lately about buying too many peppermint mocha lattes from Starbucks. For two days before my birthday, he's hyping up this gift he'll give me first thing in the morning. So he surprised me with a homemade peppermint mocha latte that he made. The twist is that he made it with essential oils that some random lady at a health... I'm going to get through this. he made it with some essential oils that some random lady at a health food store assured him that was okay. I have a panic attack after he tells me he fed me essential oils. I felt enraged and hated when I look on the essential oil bottle and it clearly says, this is for use for a humidifier
only.
He didn't even read the bottle before deciding to make me this sweet gesture with it. I've never been interested in essential oils, so he has no reason to think I'd want to ingest this. He says he isn't the a-hole because how could he know a shopkeeper would lie? Am I the asshole for blowing him up and telling him I'm so disappointed? But, update, poison control, so I'll be fine. And it's probably the panic attack that effed my stomach up.
Okay.
He bought the food safe peppermint so he can redo the drink safely now. Husband understands I'm not an essential oil gal and won't be giving me any more, ever. But am I the arsehole for blowing him up and telling him I'm so disappointed?
No.
No, because why are you hyping up the present so much?
I hate shit presents. So my hand is crossed here because I am annoyed.
Why did you think that was just the most thoughtful thing? Like, cool, if you try to, like, not for her birthday, though. If you, like, made her, like, breakfast in bed and you decided, you know what, she likes these mocha lattes. Let me make her one in bed. Cool. But, like, hyping up, I've got the best present for your birthday ever. Sir, can you take me out, please?
No, like, for me... I love a present. I love a present. I mean, you're my babe. I love a present.
Right.
But I actually really love a thoughtful present, you know? I'm sure there's many recorded of me saying I'll say yes to the Gucci bag, but like, have a think. You could even have a read.
Right.
No, and honestly, and I just... And then, do you hate her? It's giving hate.
It said that you shouldn't ingest it on
It's giving murder.
Like, you do a quick Google, how to make Starbucks mocha latte, just quickly, okay. This him not using his brain, not using that common sense that I know God gave him. So.
Oh, you do, you know. He's never used it, but you know he has God's it.
Because only he knows. But is she the arsehole?
I would say no, because I would rather say
yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
Why are you poisoning me?
Just don't bring me a present.
Right.
What kind of present is it? I know, I hate presents because you have to say thank you for it.
And be smiling.
And then it's shit. Why? It shouldn't be shit.
And then you're calling poison control on... Okay.
Poison control.
Poison control.
In which even, like, you bought a present that has led to me calling 111, I promise you.
You're not the asshole.
You're not the arsehole. Like, yeah. I had to pick up a call to check that I'm going to survive the present. Yeah.
You're not the arsehole.
Yeah. They are the problem.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Am I the arsehole for yelling at my girlfriend to stop fucking eating? Probably.
For stop eating?
Okay. My sister runs a bakery business and she's been struggling lately to keep up with orders because she's been short-staffed. She does a lot of orders for wedding cakes that require custard or marmalade fillings, and I offered to help her out by making these fillings at home and bringing them to her when she has... so she has less work to do. Unfortunately, nice. the past four times I've made the fillings, my girlfriend has literally dipped her finger into the filling jar and contaminated them because, in her words, she just wanted to try some. I tried to explain to her that she can't just dip her fingers in and contaminate the entire batch because then I would have to remake it. I said she should use a spoon and take some out if she wants to try it so bad. But she just pouts and said she likes using her fingers because it takes her back to her childhood. Today, I was trying to finish some chocolate custard, send over to my sister really fast because she was running late on a wedding cake order. I told my girlfriend beforehand not to eat the custard. I get out of the shower and what do I see? She literally has her fingers in it again. I totally lost it because this is the fifth time she's disregarded what I said. I yelled at her and told her, stop fucking eating the food I'm making because it's not for her and she's contaminating it. She started crying and got mad at me for fat shaming. Even though I made no comment on her weight, she has no history of weight issues or eating disorders. I know it was harsh, but she has to. But she keeps pushing my limits. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not. Those that don't hear must feel. And you felt it in your feelings, sis.
Every action has a reaction. You can't just keep pushing someone's buttons and expect them never to pop off.
He told you once. He told you twice. He told you. How many times did he tell you? What did you expect him to do?
Honestly. But I also think people are so mad because...
You're doing it on purpose at this point.
Why are you doing
that? After the first, maybe one, even two times, maybe just two times,
sorry.
She's
24. She's
not 12. So not a baby. Because even my 15-year-old sister, I tell her once, she's heard me. Why are you sticking your grubby fingers into something that's going to go into someone's cake?
Honestly, I feel like I have a mind that thinks people are wicked because I don't understand. No, because I don't understand. Like, so I'm doing something to help my sister because my sister's stressed. This is what I'm understanding. So nice. I'm doing something to help my sister because she's stressed. It's not my job at all. Like, it's actually something to help my sister.
And you're out to destroy
it. You're destroying it multiple times. No, because maybe I'm seeing it wrong. You're wicked.
She wants to be the victim. Don't cry.
If I should slap every tear out of your eye.
She need get a new girlfriend. Be so someone that's gonna hear words.
Yeah, get a normal girlfriend.
Because that's so mad. You're not the arsehole.
Go free.
Okay, so am I the arsehole for not letting my miracle baby niece be my flower girl at my wedding? Okay. My 27 female older brother, no.
You're so good, I didn't read the ages out. I just went past it.
Yeah, we're gonna do that because I'm gonna get discombobulated here. My older brother and sister-in-law just welcomed their first child a year and a half ago after years of trying. After many failed attempts, my sister-in-law was told that she wouldn't be able to conceive due to a medical condition she has got, but they finally got pregnant. Since having my niece, the baby has been the center of attention at every family function, ever since she was born. Birthdays, weddings, family get-togethers, you name it. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my niece, but it can get a little bit too much when my sister-in-law goes on and on about how long they tried to conceive, the complications they had, miscarriages, etc, etc. Like a little bit too much information for me. Many family members have commented how it's a little bit excessive, but no one has said anything, so don't want to sound like the asshole.
Yeah, no, honestly. Because what do you mean? Right? I know it took you a while to get your baby, but you're talking about it too much.
Anyway, I'm getting married in the spring and my brother and sister-in-law approached me last weekend about having her as the flower girl. Now, my fiance has two children from his previous marriage. His son is going to be one of the groomsmen, while his daughter has asked to be our flower girl. When we told them the news that we were getting married a year ago, as it's something she always wanted to do, so of course, we said yes.
Aww.
I explained this to my sister-in-law when she asked me about my niece. She asked if my stepdaughter can just carry my niece with her. I said, must she be at every function?
Honestly.
I said, I don't think she'd be comfortable with that considering she's six. She can walk. She then asked why I can't give that role to my niece and allow herself to carry my niece down as the flower girl. I said no, because I already promised that to my stepdaughter. She then started going off about my lack of effort to incorporate my niece and how disgusting this was to her and how she should honour her in some way, since I know how long and hard they tried for my niece.
Okay.
It goes on, you know. Now, I may sound like an asshole for this, but I kind of got fed up and snapped and said, incorporate my niece how? By the time the wedding comes around, she'll be two. The entire family already knows your story about how long and hard you guys tried for her. What more do you expect me to do to honour her?
Oh, yeah.
She started crying and said that I clearly don't love your niece. And I said, of course I love my niece. And obviously she's going to be involved with pictures and stuff. But I'm not going to let my stepdaughter down by giving this role to my niece. Well, now my sister-in-law and my brother are pissed off with me for not letting my niece be the flower girl. And I'm running around town telling the rest of my family I don't love my niece. My mum has been trying to stay neutral, but thinks my stepdaughter would understand if I explained to her I need to give the role to my niece. I'm firm in my decision, though. I mean, my fiancé is thankful that I didn't let his daughter down. Am I the asshole for not allowing my niece to be the flower girl?
No, she's definitely not the asshole. And no, shout out her for standing in her boundaries. Because, yeah, it's very hard to...
When the
whole family's just on your line telling you stupid stuff.
And also, like...
Why would you explain to a six-year-old that she can't do what you promised that she'd do as, like, one of the new responsible adults in her life? Be so for real.
Also, the niece is like 1 year old at this point. She don't care.
No, the niece doesn't care. Like someone who doesn't care is the niece. True.
It's the parents. Like her being the center of every family function. She doesn't have to be. Know what it is? It's they're getting married. It's their day. Let them have their day. It's not about anyone else but them too. If they decide that a horse is going to be the flower horse, a horse is going to be the flower horse. I need everyone to chill out. I need the sister-in-law and the brother to just be relaxing. It's not every day. Please.
Just be calming
down. She's going to grow up developing one complex that she's the main character. I need everyone to relax. So yeah, you're not the arsehole. Stand on B's knees.
Oh, yeah? Well, no, honestly... I love that. Every time I hear people like complain about weddings or talk about weddings, it just seems like such a stressful thing.
Because what do you mean somebody stressful to plan?
Debating being flower girl on top of everything. Oh, like, man. Just be so serious.
As in?
Is this me?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I the arsehole for not spending time with my boyfriend on his birthday? It sounds like you're the arsehole.
As in, just from the title. Okay.
My 43, well, me. Okay. We're not doing that age stuff as no, said, yeah. Because as soon as it's I started reading, so am I not normal? My boyfriend and I have been together for about 6 years. They're 43 and 32, so you can see that. Mm. There has always been issues around him going out drinking with friends and drinking too much when he's out. He's not abusive. He's just your run-of-the-mill annoying drunk. Occasionally accompanied by puking, passing out, or just being contentious. He doesn't do it very often, but it always ends with the same old story, to the point of me dreading him even wanting to go out. Last week, he let me know he had plans with his friends at Friday evening, directly after work. He finishes at 3. As I had planned for my teenager and I to spend the evening alcohol-free with my mum, supposedly he was doing something with his boss, he told me he planned to only have a few beers and then head home to relax until I got home. Then we'd enjoy some alcohol together. His birthday was the upcoming Sunday after his Friday outing, so we planned to celebrate it on drinks Friday night, seeing as I'd have work on Monday, and then just do dinner on Sunday evening. Knowing how past occasions have been, I literally begged him to please drink responsibly while out with his friends so that we could enjoy our time together and not get into an argument and ruin the whole weekend. He promised this time would be different. Why are you laughing? Because. He'd probably head home around 5:36. You know when you say you beg someone, you know how mad that
that's
is?
That's what's really killing me right now.
Fast forward to Friday around 6:30 p.m. Somebody else would be about 6. And I still hadn't heard from him. He usually lets you know when he's headed home. 7, still nothing. I finally call around 7:30 with a sinking feeling in my stomach because I'm fairly certain I already know. Sure enough, he answers the phone with the most slurred, "Hey, baby girl." That baby girl ripped me so well.
Boy.
"Hey, baby girl." That was almost unintelligible. My first thought is that he was playing a joke. Because there was no way this could be happening again. He wasn't. I immediately just hung up, and my teenager could see like how visibly upset I was. We continued the evening with grandma before heading home for 8:30. We walked into the house. He was snoring and passed out on the couch. I even tried to wake him. I just left him alone and went about my night. The next morning's conversation slash argument, I was informed that I only had 3 tall beers and a shot, and I wasn't drunk. I was just tired and fell asleep. We didn't say much else to each other on Saturday, so when his birthday rolled around on Sunday, I treated it as any other day. We did absolutely nothing to celebrate his birthday. Now I'm the bad person for ignoring him on his birthday and hurting his feelings for not wanting to spend time with him. I think we should talk first because I'm not able to.
Is he an alcoholic? Is what I'm even asking. Like, why can't you control yourself around alcohol? Like, a big man. They said he's even 43 at the beginning.
No, he's 36. She's 42.
It doesn't even matter. Past the age of 18, you are a grown-ass man.
Not to say, like, going out and getting drunk with your friends is a vibe, but...
It's the fact that she said she begged you on bending knee. She said, "Hey, Joe, please. Biko."
And he's an annoying drunk. It feels like she's rationing his fun.
You know what it is? I feel like if that's his idea of going out, have fun, that's not hers. Maybe then.
No, yeah. But like to now use his birthday as the thing to prove. For me, birthdays are non-negotiable. Mm. No matter how angry you are, when it's someone's birthday,
you just got to.
Like it's their birthday, innit? Yeah. Like it's also only 24 hours.
Yeah.
Unless you hate someone, you should be able to be nice to them for 24 hours.
Yeah.
No matter how angry you are.
If you want to carry on the fight after that, sis, that's your prerogative. So am I the arsehole for missing his birthday? Yeah, a little bit. I understand why though, but you're right. Like, his birthday only comes once a year. And I know he messed up the weekend, but that's a conversation for another day. Take him to an AA meeting.
No, yeah, what do you mean? I treated his birthday like any other day. Try me, boy. For me, if I do not feel like a princess from morning to night on my birthday, everybody's wicked.
You're out.
Oi.
Strike one.
Have you got one?
Yeah. Okay, this one seems to be a little shorter.
Oh, that's good because...
Very. Am I the arsehole for refusing to buy my girlfriend's book? So my girlfriend wrote, sold, and published her first book. I think that's amazing, and I'm really proud of her. I believe that I was very supportive, participated in beta reading, had my hand in text editing. I did some changes in every single page, a lot of suggestions and editing.
Bella.
I don't want to undermine what she did, but I really did spend a lot of time on this. I gave her a bunch of praise and critique. We celebrated when she sold the book to the publisher and all, so I don't believe that was unsupportive. However, she got very angry today because I refused to buy a physical copy of the book. I said that I just don't get this. We live together. What? Her argument is, we live in a small country and every copy sold matters and I should show my support. I replied that the readers should buy her books and not her partner. Anywho, am I the arsehole?
Can I say, if this was me personally?
Yeah.
If I write a book and I have a partner, I should be coming home to... Why don't we have 100 copies of the book? What is wrong with us having... Do you love me? What is wrong with us having 100 copies of the... You can't buy one copy.
100.
A book exists in which the author's name is mine.
Cool. What does it take you just to buy a copy? Like,
can you love me £50?
You just love her so much. Like,
Shibi, you said you wrote the book.
You were basically co-writer of the book. What will it take you to buy just the one copy? You should even get her to sign it. It's not going to take much. So I guess this time, yeah, I think you are the asshole. Because
I think...
What's it going to take? It's not much. It's not taking much from you.
100%. I think as well, like, I don't really understand this thing with... I won't say men, but partners, men. Like, I won't buy flowers because I don't want to buy flowers. I won't buy the book because I don't want to buy the book. But it doesn't cost you anything and it will make the person your...
Right?
Like, it will make your person happy.
Yeah.
See, because they hate you. Because why wouldn't you want to make them happy if it's not hate?
He co-wrote that book. So I'm like, so you love her so much, this is the amount of effort you go into.
He loves her so... I'm not being funny. If someone close to your life wrote a book, you two would do a good amount of the editing. Yeah. You'd be in the part of the beta reading. Would you be saying that somewhere? Is there anywhere you say that?
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why is he telling us?
No, yeah.
I don't... I feel like that doesn't decrease his need to buy the book.
Right.
Because nobody asked him to bloody read it.
He should still buy it, even ask her to sign it, and then even display
why
it.
Why can't you fanboy her? What?
You're meant to be her biggest fan.
Us lover girls are suffering, man. What's this world?
I'm mammy.
Ooh, girls. When I write my book, 100 copies, guys.
Right.
Okay, is this me?
Yeah.
Am I the arsehole for swearing at my doctor while giving birth? I gave birth to my baby 2 weeks ago. I was in labour for close to 30 hours and was incredibly exhausted. My doctor was great the whole way through and I never had any issues with him. Mm. Towards the end, the pain was unbearable. I couldn't have an epidural due to a heart condition and I felt like I was on the verge of passing out from pain. Excuse me. During an awful contraction, I said, Jesus fucking Christ. My doctor looked at me and said, please don't use the Lord's name in vain. I quickly responded with, go fuck yourself. My doctor didn't say much for the remainder of the birth. She stunned him. Afterwards, my husband told me maybe I should apologise. I didn't know, but now thinking back on it, I probably should have. I feel pretty guilty and considering sending the hospital an apology note. I'll be really honest, yeah. I was in the hospital in February of this year and I was caused some pain and there were some things I said. And I'm not apologising to a damn person. So I cannot even imagine how painful childbirth is. Shout what you need to shout. Eze's going to say you shouldn't, but I'm going to tell you to shout what you need to shout.
I'm a midwife, so I've seen people.
They say...
Shout and say so many things. Child, people almost kicked me, punched me. Like, it happens. And you know what it is? People are in another realm.
Of pain.
In labour. She is... Of course she's going to shout that. Why should... Like, I've heard it so many times. And... I think it's our jobs as clinicians, as medical people, to just not take it personally.
Because which one is...
And not take it on your chest. So I personally wouldn't have said, don't use the Lord's name in vain. I would have just let her say that and let her... She's... And she's not even herself right now. But yeah, her Sally responded back, go fuck yourself. Hey, you lot are beefing. You lot are definitely beefing now.
Not
I'm not saying that it's okay for like women to swear at people or anything, but she wasn't swearing at the doctor or abusing the doctor. She was just in so much pain. I personally think the doctor shouldn't have taken it personally, because I feel like you saying, please not use a, like, Lord's name in vain, is him taking it personally
onto
and then
himself.
Responding it. Kind of putting it back on her when he should have just brushed it off, because we are in the workplace. So,
be professional.
It would be nice to send an apology like note to the hospital or to the doctor, because you did reply with getting back yourself, and that's not very nice. You need to be nice to people. But I understand why you swore, girl. That thing looks painful.
Oi. Oi.
So maybe there's a little bit of assholiness in there, but it would be nice to apologize, I'd say. It would be nice.
I guess.
Oh, okay. This one. Oh, okay. This one's. Am I the asshole for giving my daughter a house and not my son?
Well, this favorite children's stuff.
Just off the bat. Yeah. But anyway, I own two homes. The one I live in is a nice area and I plan on dying.
Nope.
I plan on dying there.
That's a lot. Okay.
The second one was my mother's and it needed a lot of work, but it was a very nice home. I made it clear that I will reward the kids if they help me fix up. I have one daughter and two sons. I truly thought my sons would help out, but they didn't even when I asked. My daughter, on the other hand, went full force into fixing at home. At one point, I just gave her the keys and told her I trusted her. The whole thing helped us bond more than ever, and she learned a ton of skills. I think she tossed herself into this project to distract her from her ex. Anyways, it took about 1 year of doing work each weekend, and the home is looking great. Originally, I was going to sell and give everyone that helped for the money from the sale, but she's the only one that helped. I know she was looking for a house, and this spot is almost perfect, close to work, good area, not far from her friends and family. I decided to give her the home. I called her down and had all the paperwork. She was really excited and happy. Now I'm getting shit from my two sons about giving her a home. I made it clear that they didn't help, so why would they get anything from that house? They have both called me a jerk, that I am a jerk for giving her a 700k home, and that they got nothing. For my sanity, please, look at the comments before asking a question that has already been answered. Okay, that's just the Reddit edit. But is she the asshole? I am going to say no.
Same.
Because she set out the terms and conditions of this said contract. If you want a piece of this,
help.
You need to help with this. Which then in turn means if you do not help with this, you will not get a piece of this. The person that helped got, and the people that didn't. Don't be mad.
Oi, face reality.
Yeah.
I feel like a big part of being an adult that is good, but also can be sad, is you reap what you sow.
100%.
Like, you can't not do work and get results.
Right.
Like, you know, when you're younger, a parent, there's people who could cover for you.
Just come and rescue you. But now, you don't
you
put
do
that
the
work
in,
you're not going to get
those results. Or you don't get any results. Hedges. Like, those are the options. So, yeah, you don't do the work. How hard
enough
for
you? Said is
next time there's work, you better run and go and do it.
700K? She'll sell you, it for 1.2. Don't be dulling.
Okay. Am I the arsehole for telling my parents to eat shit when they asked me to not let my stepsister have guys over anymore? I, 24 male, got my own place last year. More recently, my stepsister, 24 female, moved in with me. It's been great having her here. We get along great, something we already knew. Pulls her own weight, and plus living on your own can actually be pretty depressing sometimes, so it helps. I don't actually have any rules here, since I want her to treat it like it's her house too. None of that my house, my rules shit like that a lot of people like to play. Last weekend she had a guy over. Our other sister, 15, video called us. We video call every night or two, and had someone over and must have told our parents. Ah, these lot be snitching. After the call, because my mum mentioned us having guys over and how that's dangerous last time I saw her. Now my mum and dad and brother are calling and texting me, pestering me to not allow my stepsister to have guys over. I basically only texted back, eat shit, she is a fucking adult and who she wants to have at her own house. And,
oop. Okay, you do have to say eat shit.
I think sometimes, yeah, you lot are annoying me.
No, yeah, like...
You can do it with manners,
say,
I guess.
Yeah, you can say, like, are you all right? Like, this is my house. Like, you lot, when you were running your own house, but, yeah.
I'm quite big on, like, people, do you want to set rules in my house?
Yeah.
Do you want to pay the bill?
I was going to say, the mortgage, anyway, I'll text you when it's due.
Even as simple as people be calling my phone anyhow. Do you want to pay...
Do you want to pay my phone?
You ask, do you want to pay... Nobody ever wants to pay for anything, which is fine. Me, that I'm paying for it. These are my rules. And I'm going to live by them. If anybody wants to... First, offer me the money and then we can be saying whose rule is this, whose rule is that.
We can be compromising.
But for as long as it's me,
it's
my rules.
I run this.
And nobody has...
Imagine.
You don't even get a say.
Also, they're all grown adults. So if she wants to bring men into the house, she going to bring men to the house. That's her prerogative. I need parents to be relaxing. How old is 24?
24.
She is.
But 24 living alone as well. Like, she's 24 and she's finding money to pay rent.
Right?
So like she's doing what she's...
She's doing what she needs to do. She's not even a bad egg.
Oh, yeah? They just like to complain.
I mean, you're not the arsehole, but obviously, small have manners small.
I guess.
But sometimes... Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh. Am I the asshole for telling my brother-in-law to ask my husband for the £5,000 he won from playing cards with my brother? Boy. All right. My in-laws coaxed my brother into playing poker with them a few nights ago. They forgot to tell him that they're all a bunch of notorious cheats.
Oh.
So obviously my brother lost the first game and then they goaded him so he'd continue playing. By the end of the night, he owed my brother-in-law around £5,000, which isn't the type of money my brother can easily just hand over. When I saw my brother, he looked like he was on the verge of a panic attack. After I forced him to tell me what happened, I confronted my brother-in-law, who thought the entire thing was just some harmless fun. I explained to him that my brother didn't have £5,000 lying around, and since it was just harmless fun, he should forget about it, but he wasn't willing to do that, and insisted my brother owed him. He told me not to get involved and suggested my parents should pay for it if my brother couldn't afford it, even though he knows that they can't afford it either. I could see he wasn't going to drop it, so I told him to ask my husband for the money, but he didn't like that idea and he wants my brother to pay him since a man should pay his debts. I told him he was being ridiculous since my brother's a broke 19-year-old.
Not you bullying this little kid.
Right, and he was scamming a kid. I know my brother did technically gamble away £5,000 like a massive idiot, but I didn't think expecting him to give the money is ridiculous when my brother-in-law knows he and the rest of the family were cheating. As of today, he still hasn't dropped it and is trying to get the money out of my brother. I'm half tempted to ask my husband to either speak to him or give him the money if speaking doesn't help, because my brother is shitting himself over this. Am I the asshole? You know who needs to get
what
beaten up?
What kind of family did you marry
into? You know
into?
Who needs to get beaten up? Because what are you talking about? You scammed a 19-year-old kid out of £5,000. If you are hungry, if you needed money, just say.
For me, scamming the kid is annoying. But my thing is, so your brothers-in-law should pay you the 5K that you're owed. Anyway, we know, like, we did right. The lack of manners in this thing is so loud. What?
Woo,
I'm seeing it in a Nollywood film and I'm just like, I'm seeing stars. Because what?
I need someone to get punched. What do you mean? When I heard 19-year-old kid, I was like, I thought maybe all they're like,
yeah,
20,
I thought everybody was an adult.
But a 19, you cheated a 19-year-old out of £5,000 and you want him to produce it from his annals. Yeah. Someone needs to get beaten up. I think that 5K shouldn't get paid.
Tell him to take your brother to small claims court.
Yeah.
If the money's like that.
Yeah. Then he can show himself. Show
like
his
he should go. Like he should actually take a legal route to claim.
And
his
I think
funds.
Even the judge will be like, where do you want a 19-year-old to get 5K from?
Be so for real.
Like, is he even working? He's a teenager. If I could scream. Anyway, oh, yeah? Somebody needs to get slapped in that household, boy.
I'm gonna do one more.
Yeah.
And then I'm letting Eze know we're gonna say some of our favourite episodes and moments from the season.
Oh, yes.
So we can be thinking, even me, I didn't put myself on the spot, but thought we'd share with you guys because we'll be gone for a little bit. last one. Am I the asshole for backing out of my sister's wedding last minute? Ooh. We live in a country in the southeast of Europe. The weather is usually nice, except in the mountains where it's atrocious this time of year. My sister's wedding is on the 23rd. She wanted to give She wanted to have magician winter wonderland Christmas wedding. I was planning on going originally until I was made aware of how you access the resort. It's a beautiful venue, but it's located in the middle of a somewhat tall mountain. And the problem is, since they want to conserve the nature, the only way to get to go to it from a parking lot is a 30-minute walk through an eco trail. I will admit that is my fault for not checking when I originally made the reservation. But I never expected for such a problem to exist. I understand that.
No, right.
Some problems, like, nice. Why would I think this would happen? Okay. I love my sister. Oh. I love my little sister. Oh, plot twisted. I'm biased. But I don't want to spend Christmas trudging through mud.
No, you don't.
In the best case scenario, or piles and piles of snow in the worst with my wife and children. And then spending 3 days in a hotel that is honestly overpriced. My parents are still going, so they've agreed to take our present and a bit of extra money as a makeup gift in our name. And I was able to transfer our reservation to this other couple we found online, and we got our money back. Now my sister is calling me, saying how I'm betraying her, how her only brother isn't going to her wedding, how nobody loved her since half her guests turned down the invitations. I do feel guilty, but I also want to enjoy the holidays with kids. I'm really big on boundaries, but I don't think you, I can't understand missing your little sister's wedding. If your little sister wants to get married,
but it's her wedding. No, it's not her birthday.
If she wants to get married at the ends of the earth, and the way to do it is you have to slither through a hole in a box. I think you still have to get in the box.
Her wedding, like
your little sister's wedding.
Her only brother.
Somebody that you were there alive when they were born.
Some people's selfishness, yeah.
I also feel like everyone's sibling thing is quite different.
Yeah, the dynamics are definitely different because I'd definitely be going to the ends of the... My sister said, we're getting married in Maldives, better be saving money. Let me be booking an extra shift because I'm going to the Maldives. Like, and it's just like that.
We'd be loving our sisters, though.
I know we do, right? There's no ifs, buts, and maybes, but clearly your relationship is not that deep.
No, yeah.
Just, I gave extra, and then you even got your money back. I'm sure you're happy and smiling in your house.
Already you've got rid of the hotel, you've got your money back. Can you actually pretend to like your sister?
No, you hate
like,
your sister.
Like, what are you talking about?
You hate your sister, and she should be blowing up your phone and cussing you out because you are the asshole.
You are the asshole.
Right?
Most of you were today, actually.
Actually?
But that was fun. No, we love a little discussion of business that is not ours for once. After 9 episodes of chatting our own.
I know, chatting our business.
But yes, Essay, as we round up season 2, what were some of your favourite episodes
My top 2 favourite episodes. Ooh, Heartbreak 101.
Yeah.
Heartbreak 101. If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it. Heartbreak 101 goes off for me. And if you are on our TikTok, Instagram, but it's one of my most popular videos on TikTok, and Shawa is talking about, I went to a guy's house.
Ah, Essay, you want to be rude. But it's expired. It was oh my gosh.
It's still relevant to today.
But it's expired.
I
the person
just,
expired. No, the house expired.
I know you might be watching this. I'm so sorry, sir. But
not me blowing
that
kiss.
Was flipping hilarious. And also, another clip for me and our TikTok is when when I was talking about, I really wanted to go back and punch at my ex's tires.
Yeah.
Just wild stuff. Heartbreak 101 was fun to do. And also, I really, really enjoyed our black movie edit. It was really fun to reminisce about these love films because I'd be loving those.
Yeah, I've been
films.
In a romance bag ever since those films. Now,
honestly, we're lover girls.
Love and love.
We're lover girls. Much, it was so much fun to record. I really enjoyed reminiscing, and I can't believe we've done 2 whole seasons.
2 whole seasons.
I know. What was your favorite episode?
Heartbreak 101. I loved actually. I feel like
it
I
so
always
much.
Love.
Yeah.
The third floor I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
It was nice to reflect.
Yeah.
But I do want to give a big shout out to our first 2 guests who joined us on the ride for season 2. Thank you so much.
Shami. Dr. Adana.
Honestly.
Honestly,
their episodes are great. Probably the most informative episode we've ever done.
Yeah.
So I'd say go back and learn some stuff.
Some of our most watched ones, I think,
yeah.
as well by people.
Go back and learn from the professionals.
Right.
But we'll be back next season.
Right.
We're bringing our sisters for you guys.
Oh my gosh.
We've got some fun plans.
We're going to do some sisters.
Honestly, Ezra's going to talk to us about midwifery in a bit more detail for you guys.
I'm a professional.
No, honestly, what's some fun. And we'd love to hear more about anything you'd like to see from us next season.
Right,
anything you loved.
Any topics. Throw them at us. We are about to go on a little bit of a break.
We will be back in a couple months.
Yes.
We want to just get some things together.
Right?
Yeah?
Gather ourselves.
Gather ourselves. Take a break. And come back better than ever.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Oh my gosh, guys.
No, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're thank you so for rocking happy. With us. Right. Like, thank you for listening. We are grateful. Always so grateful.
Always so grateful.
And indeed.
Guys, have a absolutely fantastic start to the year.
Yes. Hope your 2024 is honestly, everything you're hoping for.
Whatever
and
your
much,
goals
much
are,
more.
May you smash them out the water. And we will see you guys very soon.
Very soon.
All right. And that is what I have just for you.
That's a wrap on season 2.
All right now.
Okay. Take care, guys.